This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Broadband internet access in Alaska's villages can be difficult, spotty, and with few local options, expensive. KOTZ's Wesley Early has more on how tribes around the country have an opportunity to take part in a program that would let them claim licenses to provide their communities with broadband.
To understand what the 2.5 gigahertz spectrum is, Marielle Triggs suggests thinking about it like a radio signal.
You have AM radio, you have FM radio, and you have the 2.5 gigahertz band as well. And what's great about the 2.5 gigahertz band is it's prime spectrum in order to broadcast internet.
Triggs is the CEO of MuralNet, a nonprofit tech company that helps tribal communities across the country with maintaining internet networks. In order to claim part of that spectrum, you need a license from the FCC. Starting in February this year, the agency opened a rural tribal window where tribes can apply for those licenses for free. If approved, they would control a section of the spectrum that falls on their tribal land. Triggs says that once a tribe has that license, they can begin to build their network.
So if you have access to the internet at one spot super fast, say the tribal government center, or maybe the hospital or school or a library, you can then broadcast that internet to homes in the surrounding community pretty easily. It's put up a little bit of cellular equipment, which is off the shelf and pretty cheap, and then you just deliver the home units, very much like a hotspot.
Triggs has done similar work with Lower 48 tribes, and she says the results speak for themselves. For example, a tribal college in Arizona recently used their spectrum access to help students and staff work remotely when the COVID-19 pandemic began to spread.
So it just took a couple of days for Diné College and Navajo Technical University to deploy their own networks and be able to connect their faculty, staff, and students off campus, which meant that they didn't have to come on campus and possibly get exposed, and they were able to continue classes.
Triggs says other uses for the spectrum include establishing a network to provide free internet access to tribal members or using a network to drive down the price of competing internet service providers. Several Alaska tribes have already applied for the FCC program, including the Yukon-Koyukon village of Ruby, about 230 miles west of Fairbanks. Ryan Lee Madros is the maintenance official for the village. He says the village intends to use their broadband spectrum to start their own network. He says the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how the spectrum could help with telehealth services.
Our tribal members can contact their doctors in town easier from home, and they don't have to go through a whole process of getting tested and flying back into Fairbanks and seeing their doctor, getting another test, and flying back out.
Triggs says that basic broadcast equipment runs for about $15,000, a drop in the bucket when compared to the millions of dollars that the licenses go for when auctioned off to internet service providers like GCI and AT&T.
Getting that proprietary, protected spectrum was the hard part, and the FCC is making it really easy right now.
By putting tribal governments in control of their own internet broadcasts, Triggs says it's like a new form of sovereignty.
You don't have to try to convince someone else to do what's right by your people. You get to decide yourself.
The application deadline for tribes to file with the FCC is August 3rd. After that, the broadband spectrum will be auctioned off by region. Triggs says tribes can go to tribal25.com for assistance on the application. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.